Here with head coach Sally Starr of the Boston University field hockey team. Coach, a tight game, a battle, but ultimately a heartbreaker.
Yeah, absolutely heartbreaker, and I could not be more proud of the way the team competed today, the way they came out to play a game, the way they executed what we were trying to do defensively against a really attacking Lafayette team, and attacking really well as well to score two goals.
Got the start you're looking for, the first chance of the game, and Talia sends it in off a pass from Amalia. How do you think the team started and played that opening half?
I thought we really started the game on our front foot, and something really talked about that would really be important in today's game. And I just felt like they really came today to compete. They weren't overwhelmed by the moment that it was a semifinal match. They just came out to really control the controllables and play hard and play together and play well, and I really felt we did that today.
Went up again thanks to a pair of freshmen. Bella takes a pass from Talia, curls around and finds the stick of Nikki. To get that, but nice to see some freshmen step up in a game like this.
Yeah, and I think, again, the moment wasn't too big for them. They were just excited to play. They went out and played hockey. But what I really liked about both goals that we scored today, and again, something we've really been working on, is this really good transitional play, coming from our defense, winning the ball, and being dangerous and playing with pace, and just really getting the ball in the circle to create scoring opportunities. And I was really pleased today that we saw that, and we got some great goals out of it.
With any season-ending game, thoughts always go to the seniors who played their final game. Certainly today it was the end for Rachel and Pilly and Brooklyn. What have they meant to the program and over their time as Terriers?
Their leadership and intangibles have been really a big part of the success that we've had this season. And I really do look back at the season. It's been really successful in many ways. And I think what I'm really pleased for them is that all three had outstanding games today. They played hard. They left it on the field. And I think they can walk off with their heads held high that they gave their best effort for this team, for this program.
The team had a up-and-down season, but it came together in order to make the tournament. What are your thoughts as you take a step back and look at the season and what's ahead?
Yeah. I think this season gave us a lot of challenges with a lot of the medical red shirts. But, you know, with that said, it wasn't an excuse. I think we just, it is what it is. And we continued, and other players had to step up, and they did step up. And it was a little bit of a roller coaster with some really good wins and some tough losses. But I think the growth mindset stayed there, and just the team culture was outstanding, you know, right through. What I didn't love about losing, but at the end of the game, there were so many tears, but there were tears by players who didn't even play this year or played minimally this year, and how they cared for the upperclassmen and how they cared about the result and how they care about this program. So team culture, absolute total success for us this year. And again, that's really driven by our seniors, all six of them. Without them, they could have really gotten frustrated. It was just my senior year, but that didn't happen. They really continue with very much of a growth mindset, came to practice to get better every day, and came with great enthusiasm and energy and encouraging the young players and supporting the young players as well.